Hi, and welcome to The Narrow Gate. I'm your host, Stacey Scott, and I thank you so much for joining me. Callers are always welcome to call in. And chatters, I will check in on the chatters to see if there's any questions or anything you have to add or say. So I welcome you all, and I'm thrilled that you're here. The guest call and phone number is 515-602-9640. That's 515-602-9640. And today I was going to talk about why I chose the title of the show, The Narrow Gate. And in Matthew 7:13, Jesus says that even through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. And this episode talks about how to enter the narrow gate, and go to heaven, be in heaven, be in direct connect with Christ, and for eternity. And eternity is a long time, and you don't want to go through the wide way. You want to go through the narrow gate. And I know in my life, I was on a path of destruction and definitely on the wide path. And it wasn't only until the last 7 years that I was able to start pulling in one by one the things that were keeping me away from the narrow gate. And it's taken a lot of time, and I still have further to go. I wish I could say I didn't have any more to go, but I do. And, but I'm closer now and I'm making progress. And progress to me is everything. You know, we aren't perfect. Christ was perfect. We're not. We're not Christ. And we all make mistakes. And we all have problems and addictions and marriage problems and abuse problems and just the world. The world is insane and it's so difficult these days. Money and finances and, you know, just everything. And, you know, I keep it as upbeat and positive as possible because I found that the happier you are, or happier is not the best word I could use, but the more centered you are, the more likely you'll be able to enter the narrow gate and be in union, full union with Christ. And the good news is bad news is that it's difficult, as Jesus spoke in Matthew 7:13. That it's difficult, I'm paraphrasing, but it's difficult to enter through the narrow gate. But the good news is that in reference to, like, fear of sin, I find a lot of people have a fear of sin, which they should. They should be afraid of sin. But the good news is we no longer fear because of our sins. I'm not afraid that God will ever bring up a single sin against me. If God did that, he would have to void the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Because when Jesus bowed his head and said, "It is finished," he said he blotted out my sins. God's word says so. God's word says so. And that is so huge. God's word says so. You know, Christ died for us on the cross, a horrible, horrific death. And he died for our sins. And the mercy and the love and the compassion, and even the man that was on one of the sides of him when he was being crucified, you know, said, "Lord, please don't forget me when you enter the kingdom of heaven." And Jesus said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." I mean, that's compassion and love and just something so out of our realm, our context, that we can reach for. Well, I don't believe we'll ever get there fully, but and maybe some of you have. I don't know that, but I know that I, speaking of me, I have a ways to go, and to have the humility and the love and compassion and to just to take on everyone's sins, and so with that, that would mean that Jesus Christ came to do what he did and accomplish, and that God's word was the truth and not a lie. And God can do neither of these things. Thus we enter through the narrow gate. This is the freedom we have. We are free. Christ freed us at the cross. And when we believe in him, our freedom becomes an actuality. He's not only put my sins away in the sight of God and your sins away, but he always, but he put them away in my sight. When I believe in him, I accept God's views on that. I see my sins laid upon Christ, put away in the grave and never coming out again. That's the good news. Well, there's a lot of good news, but that's the good news, is that God doesn't remember our sins. Once we have asked for forgiveness and repent, God doesn't remember them. We're free and clear as snow, white snow. You know, we're absolutely blemishless when we just get down on our knees and just let it all out and just ask for forgiveness for whatever it is that you're going through, and you can't control it. It's too big for you. It's too many things in my life. It's too big for me. And, you know, I just have to get down on my knees and I have to beg for forgiveness and repent. And repent is a huge part of it, because repent means, you know, turning directly the opposite direction that you were on, following. So one of my major problems many, many years ago was I was a horrible, heavy cocaine user. And I'm not proud to say it, but that's what I was. And, you know, I didn't see all the effects that it triggered off of. Like, it was like a spoke on a wheel. And, you know, the cocaine was in the middle, and then the spokes of the wheels were just another disaster after disaster. And I finally had to break the addiction and just get down on my knees and beg God for forgiveness and repent. And when I repented, I had to turn away from the cocaine and all the other things I was doing, and I had to live a new life. And I did. It wasn't perfect at first. It wasn't even close to perfect at first. But nonetheless, I repented. I turned away from what I was doing. I asked for forgiveness. I repented. God doesn't remember the cocaine issues. I do. I shouldn't, because he doesn't remember. And if God doesn't remember, why should I remember? God doesn't remember the sins once you've asked for forgiveness and you've repented. So if I could say anything in the last few minutes that we're together, I have to say that, you know, to enter the narrow gate, you know, you have to really make some changes in your life, and they're hard. They're so hard to do. I mean, breaking a serious cocaine addiction was really, really hard. And then all the spokes off of it were just added to it. It was like, I didn't think I could make it through it, but on my knees and praying to God and begging him to just get me through the next hour without doing coke, it was a humbling and horrible experience that I would never wish upon anyone, but it brought me closer to Christ. And I truly believe that, you know, the purpose of the cocaine addiction was to bring me closer to Christ, because Christ uses all sorts of different things to get you to be closer to him. He loves you. Jesus loves you. He wants to be with you. He wants you to be with him. You know, he genuinely loves you. He's your friend. And a friend doesn't want to see you hurting like that, like a cocaine addiction or a broken marriage or child abuse or money issues or anything. You know, he's a friend. Turn to him and ask him for help and be specific and pray and pray and pray. Power of prayer works, you guys. It really does. It works. And I'm living proof. You know, get down on your knees and pray and ask for forgiveness and repent. And even if you slip up on the repent again and do it again and keep doing it until you get it. I can't thank you enough for being with me tonight. And I wish you a truly blessed evening. And I thank you so much. Just remember, Jesus loves you. He's your best friend. Go to him with your problems, because he's the only one that can fix them. Good night.